It's so funny because, like, right before we started recording, Shin asked JY, I was like, so how comfortable are you talking about stuff? And he literally
stuff
said stuff.
Stuff has, like, a brand new meaning stuff. Now.
I'm like, yeah. What do you mean stuff?
Okay,
no,
let's
we
pass
didn't.
That.
We didn't have sex.
Zani. This is our first episode of our sub-series Zani, where we dive in and invite guests to share stories about broken hearts, crazy exes, and regrettable sex experiences.
It's just to talk trash. You know, we get bored sometimes.
We love the gossip.
Pretty much. So for our first guest, we have none other than my wife. I literally call her my wife.
She does.
Yeah.
It
so
probably confuses a lot of people.
It does, especially yeah. guys that we're dating, right? Yeah. So long story short, we did have a ceremony. We were unofficially married at a Halloween screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yes, 2 years ago.
Yeah, so she's been my wifey ever since, and now she's here.
Yes, yeah. Hush Mama's wifey, JY.
JY.
Yeah, so JY, why don't you just introduce yourself, you know, maybe talk about your background a little bit, just for a hot second.
Okay. Hi, guys. I am Hush Mama's wife, JY. And I am Korean, and like Hush Mama, I grew up in Hong Kong for about half my life. And my background is in journalism, but...
Oh, you're really talking about your background.
I thought you told me
no,
to
I don't
about
know.
My background.
I mean, background could mean so many things. I just wasn't sure where you were going to go with that.
Yeah, but now I am acting here.
Cool.
Yes.
So then I have to ask you, are you single?
Oh, yes. Very single.
Wait, why do you have to ask? Is it for this episode or is it for... Just kidding.
It's for the episode.
He's going to ask for your number as soon as we're done. JKs. Yeah, so okay, calm down, guys.
Okay.
What is your relationship status at the moment?
Very single.
V single.
Like super single.
Like super.
Like desert single.
Why desert?
You know.
Oh, it's dry.
Yes, that too. Yeah. Can't deny.
Well, okay. So,
how long have you been single for?
About a year now.
Wait, but you've had like, you know, flings in between, or
yeah.
So what was the shortest relationship you've had then?
3 months. I think
this was during this dry spell, or like not dry spell. What am I
saying?
The super singledom. Like,
well, no. The relationship I'm talking about a year ago was the shortest one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 3 months.
3 months. That's not that short.
Yeah.
But that was my shortest.
Yeah. So how did that one go, and why was it so short?
Well, it was with a Korean guy who really threw me off guard because. First, he was not the typical Korean guy I thought, you know, I had in my head.
So when you say Korean guy, you're saying this guy born and
raised,
bred in Korea.
Yes.
And you communicate with him in Korean.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I had never dated a full-on Korean ever before.
Mm-hmm.
He was also an actor. He...
Ooh. Do we know him? JK, I'm like pretending like I don't know. I
know
do know
everything.
Yeah, and he is kind of famous, but I'm not gonna. Okay,
so he was a looker.
He was a look. Well,
well, I mean, honestly, I didn't fall for his looks. It was more.
It was his heart. Okay.
It was his dick.
Okay, but the thing with him was. He produced, okay, maybe I'm telling too much because I don't know. Okay. No, because I don't want his identity to,
it doesn't
know,
matter.
Arise.
I'm not. I didn't say anything further. I just said,
no,
you
I
know.
Mean, like, no, the, because I, now I was about to say what kind of movie he produced that made me very interested in him.
You can just kind of like low-key imply it.
Okay.
The general topic, not the specific.
Well, okay. So he was involved in a film regarding transgender society in Korea, which was very rare for me to encounter because not many Koreans are interested in that topic to begin with, let alone guys. So that's why, you know.
A straight guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, this is very impressive. And then that's how we got to get talking. And then, you know, I really liked him. I really liked him. But we had a mutual understanding that we're not going to label it.
Label your relationship.
Yeah. So we didn't call each other girlfriend or boyfriend.
You guys were just seeing each other.
Yes.
But was it exclusive? Like, did you guys have an agreement that it would be exclusive and that you wouldn't be meeting anyone else?
Yeah, or was that not brought up at all?
That was implied. Well, we didn't talk about it at first, but then later he also kind of implied he's not seeing anyone else because he's seeing me. And I also told him the same thing. So we kind of knew we were exclusive, but we still didn't put a label on it.
You know, that's very interesting. So what did not having a label mean to you and how did you feel about it?
Honestly, at first, I was a bit relieved because I wasn't looking for a relationship at the time. So I liked that we had this mutual understanding and we weren't pressuring each other into this like exclusive labeled relationship. I just wanted to go where our emotions took us, right?
Was this the first time you've ever had this kind of relationship where there was absolutely no labels?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. But we did everything a couple would do.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I'm just going to chime in here. Yeah. They freaking went on like a weekend trip.
Yeah.
Like 2 seconds after getting to know each other.
Yo, that's like hot, you know?
It was hot.
You know, that's hot. That's steamy.
Well,
like right away, like right off the bat, you're like, let's just leave.
Let's elope. No. Just
let's just
did you guys actually drive down there? That's like a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys drove down
there? Wait, did we? No.
Okay, I thought you took the train, the KTX.
I can't even remember.
You know what? That's not important. Just ignore me.
Yeah, the important thing is...
Back to the no-label sitch.
Yeah, so did it get to a point where it became a problem?
Yeah, because at one point when I really liked him and he really liked me, I realized, wait, why do I have 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out? I kind of felt like I was keeping my options open. And to me, that was uncomfortable, like that I was doing that, you know, so I wanted to be like either committed or not.
You mean 1 foot out the door and like maybe looking for something else as in terms of maybe a different guy?
Yeah.
And you felt... You were uncomfortable, not because he might be doing the same thing, but because you just didn't want to be noncommittal, or...
Well, I didn't like that I was doing it because it felt kind of cowardly in a way. Like, I'm going to be half-assed about this relationship. So that's why I was like, maybe I should make it either this or that and not like sitting on the fence.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the end then... You did want a label, or you didn't feel comfortable not having a label, right?
Well, actually, even with that, I think it was, I don't know what it was, but I wasn't even sure I wanted a label, but I still brought it up with him because I thought maybe that's what we should do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But I don't even know if I really wanted that. But then once I brought it up, he still didn't want to do it. So that was like a deal breaker for him. So that's
that
why
you
we
brought it
up. That I wanted that, like that ultimatum. Like,
oh, so you did want it.
She like kind of skipped over it though. Like she gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Like we're either...
So you didn't even know you wanted it, but you just gave him the ultimatum.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know why.
So in hindsight...
So guys out there, I just like to mention like shit is confusing. You are not stupid. Shit's just fucking random sometimes, all right?
No, but in hindsight, like what do you really think it was? Did you... even want the label, or was it because people... I mean, I was one of those annoying friends the entire time. I kept on saying like, wait, are you guys dating or not?
Yeah.
Like, you guys were going on this trip, are you guys, you know? So it's probably also the outside factors of people being like, well, you're seeing this guy,
right?
But are you guys exclusive? Or it's just nosy ass people.
Yeah, so it probably also had something to do with that, like people asking me, what are you guys? Like, all of my friends, people around me, when they know I'm seeing this person, but then he's not my boyfriend. So.
No, but that's also awkward, because especially in a place like Korea, people legit always ask you if you're you're single.
Yeah.
Or seeing someone. There's no real in-between here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I remember at the time people were asking me, are you single? I was like, what should I tell them? I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I would have to say, like, the no label thing, I've never seen it last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also maybe, like, kind of sexist, but I feel like a lot more guys are much more willing to do the no label thing for a long time than girls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there are some girls that are more down for it than guys, but...
Is it purely just because they don't want to be noncommittal, or?
I think part of it has to do with guys not wanting to commit. And then the other part has to do with girls, like the social environment of when girls are with other girls. And like you just said, when your friends ask you, like, so what are you guys?
Yeah.
Like, and then like you could be totally fine with not having a label, but the people around you are going to judge you for not having a label. And then that makes you uncomfortable, you know, unnecessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah.
So I guess ultimately then that's why it ended at 3 months.
Yeah.
It was precisely because you guys tried to be a no-label couple.
And I tried to make a change.
Yeah.
To what was, you know, originally kind of agreed upon. So.
Man, so 3 months. I've never had a relationship that short. So like, did it actually take you a while to get over him, or was it just like...
Honestly, it was so heartbreaking. I mean, the day after, as Hush Mama very well knows, I told her this is like, it was the first time I felt physical heart pain after breaking up with someone. And I was like,
I actually forgot you said that. That's actually so intense.
It was so, I was like, I didn't know it could actually physically hurt. Like a heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
It actually felt like my heart was
It actually pain. Does hurt.
Yeah, so I was really amazed.
I remember my emo high school self. I was like, but my heart hurts. No,
Did you send him the tiny text?
You up?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
What did you do?
I mean, actually, that was the time when there was a game going on. Like a soccer game.
Okay.
Like
kind.
Korea versus something.
Like a big... Yeah.
Yeah. So then we kind of watched that together, and then we kind of...
Oh, so you met up again?
Yeah, we met up again.
Oh.
But obviously it didn't last. Yeah.
Did you guys have, you know, breakup stuff?
You mean breakup sex? Just say it like the adult that
we
like, are.
What do you mean breakup
stuff? What the fuck is breakup stuff?
I was like, what do you mean? Like, did I bring my stuff back from his? That kind of thing.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
I mean, yes, we did sleep together.
After the soccer game.
During the soccer game.
During halftime.
Some of their own goals.
Well, actually, I don't remember, but we did have sex, yes.
And it was kind of like, did you guys both know that, you know, this is...
It's like a goodbye thing?
Yeah, like...
No.
No. It's like, see you next week, and it's like you never saw him again.
No. Handshake.
We did not know that it was going to be a...
Okay, how about this then? I mean, you just said that was like the shortest relationship ever.
Mm-hmm.
But do you normally stay friends with your exes? Fling and otherwise, like just... Whoever you've dated.
Not friends as in like keep in touch every day kind of friends, but like with Hush Mama. But I would say
she means
I'm
by
on...
Hush Mama, not as in I text all of my exes.
No. Not like I do with just, Hush Mama.
Just needed to clarify.
Clarification.
I don't.
As I do with Hush
There's
Mama.
A reason why this series is called Chani. It's because we have the master of Chani.
That's
Hush
true.
Mama.
I send out like copy paste that template, you know? Like, I'm like, you up? Ex boo of mine? No, I don't
At
know.
3 a.m.
No, but I am on good terms, like friendly terms. With
Including
all of my...
soccer boy. I mean,
soccer
what
boy.
Do we call him?
He's now 3 months known as soccer flame. Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen each other after that, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, platonic?
Yes.
He was going to ask, like,
did you guys
did
do,
you
like,
guys
other
do...
stuff?
Platonically, not platonic stuff?
Me trying
no.
to be discreet, but not discreet at all.
You're just such a creep. Just get away from her.
I'm not a creep. I'm just giving listeners what they want to know. Like, I bet you all the listeners are like, oh, my God, Shin, like, oh. That's exactly what I wanted to know.
Not
like,
real? Okay, whatever.
You know what?
Moving on.
The viewers
on.
Will justify me.
Moving on.
Okay, so what about some other exes? Like this guy, soccer guy, you know, you guys meet up once in a while. I mean, it makes sense because you guys are both in the same field.
Yeah. So, yeah. And like, I met up with him not long ago, mm-hmm. like a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We chatted about what he's doing, what I'm doing, and yeah. kind of, you know, yeah, it's like a friend in the field, too.
Do you see him on Instagram?
He doesn't use Instagram.
Or any other social, or like his Kakao photo.
Are you trying to figure out who he is?
No, I'm just like, I'm just wondering, like, you know, if you saw a picture of him with a labeled girlfriend, uh-huh. like, that would piss me off.
Oh, well, honestly? No, his Kakao talk never changes. Oh. He does not do anything on social media whatsoever. Okay. Oh. But yes, I am also in touch with my high school first boyfriend. Huh.
Wait, how long did you guys date?
7 months? Oh, no, 10 months?
Okay,
so?
Yeah. So almost a year.
While in high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Not her high school boyfriend. She dated a young blood.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Keep
while
it legal,
I
guys.
I was in high school.
Okay. Yeah, you were in high school with him
yes,
at the time.
We were both in high school.
You weren't a cougar. So, like,
oh my God.
Did you guys do stuff?
Oh, God.
Always come back to that question.
It's so funny because, like, right before we started recording, Shin asked JY, I was like, so how comfortable are you talking about stuff? And he literally
stuff
said stuff.
Has, like, a brand new meaning now.
I'm like, yeah. Stuff. What do you mean stuff?
Okay, no, let's pass that.
We didn't have sex.
Okay. Cool.
It was just like puppy love.
Yeah.
That's cute. So you guys recently got back in touch or you guys were in touch this whole time?
No, I mean, we were like Facebook friends, but I wasn't using it at all.
Right.
And sometimes he would message me out of the blue when I was with my ex-boyfriend.
Damn, he sent you some Zannies? This guy was all up in Zanny your
you
shit,
up,
man.
JY?
No, but then he told me to get in touch when I'm back in Korea. So I did, which was 2 years ago. So we met up like a few times after that.
Is he hotter now or hotter before?
I can answer that. He's hotter now for sure.
Damn.
He is a snack.
This guy went through puberty. Like,
did you just say puberty?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She just smacked her nose into the mic.
Oh,
girl, keep it together. Okay, you know she's laughing like this because she also thinks he's a certified snack.
Wow. Okay, so
I mean, obviously, I thought he was cute in high school, too. Which
so
is
have you
I
tried,
did.
You know, getting back on that or
finishing just what you never started?
Honestly, yeah. No, I mean,
you know, doing stuff?
No, but it was really weird because we had met after 7 years, uh-huh. right?
Seven
but
years.
It was as if nothing had changed.
Wow.
Like it
romantic.
Was just so comfortable to be with him and for him as well. And we were I've kind of felt that, like, feeling coming back, actually, when I met him.
Oh.
Which I
like
didn't expect.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Like, comfortable.
I didn't expect that, yeah.
Huh.
And this was after other relationships, too, so.
Is he still here in Korea?
Yeah.
Damn. And, you know, you keep in touch?
Kind of. Like, we text
But they don't
call.
Touch, if that's what we're going
not,
with that.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
No stuff going on
that's
there.
Not what I'm asking.
No, we do not touch each other.
What the fuck?
But you are in touch.
Anyways.
Yes. In touch, but no touch.
Okay, so, I mean, I guess you can say, I mean, if you know JY, though, I call her the song We Are the World personified.
What
is that song?
We are the world. You know that?
Michael Jackson.
I'll auto-tune that for you.
Okay, yeah, please. Yeah, please. No, so basically, she is just such a ray of sunshine. She will befriend
Aww.
Anything. No, it's sometimes not a good thing. Like,
sometimes
she'll literally, like cancel
like, girl,
on me.
Girl, the world is dangerous.
She'll cancel on me and be like, I just met my bus driver's
what
nieces.
What do you mean?
Like,
that never happened.
You know,
my bus driver's niece's
vet's
ex-girlfriend.
Neighbor. I don't know.
Never
and she'll
happened.
Be like, and we have such a connection. I'm
what?
Just going to like
no.
have to go. She is
no.
that kind of person.
No.
So anyways.
That is sweet. It's sweet.
It is, but okay. I'm a jealous wife. So I'm like, which hoe?
Yeah. We're both jealous wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. And if you're going to ask us if we do stuff, we're not going to answer that.
That was going to be my next question. But yeah, you guys are really, you know, quickly catching on this.
Yeah, so anyways, no, actually, I don't want to give you the satisfaction of making that a thing. But anyways,
it's going to be a thing. So then question, do you ever keep stuff from your relationships, like your past relationships?
Yes, I keep all of my stuff. Okay, Shin, you ruined stuff
for me,
okay?
So what kind of stuff do you keep?
All of my... I mean, pictures.
Letters. Gifts?
I don't have... letters, too. Gifts.
Wait, so do you keep them because you remain on friendly terms with all of them, or would you have kept them even if they were all like
no
ugly
I would
breakups?
Have kept them. I think it's just because I just think like whatever it was part of my past, and that's what makes me now. So
yeah, honestly, that's so controversial, but I'm like that too.
Yeah.
But I've people think I'm really like dramatic or weird for doing that, but I don't know. I feel like that's not that weird.
I think a lot of people keep their stuff from past relationships.
Yeah. And it's not even like, oh my God, I'm going to cherish this. And
yeah,
like,
it's not like that.
It's just because you lived through these relationships and it kind of contributed to making you who you are
today.
And you never know when they're going to come back looking like a snack.
Exactly.
And you're going to be like, hey, I kept all this stuff. I never forgot about you. Oh my God.
I knew you were endgame.
Let's go do stuff.
Let's go do stuff.
Endgame. He's like, I knew you were my endgame.
Okay, let's...
That's such a good, like...
I'm so sorry I encouraged him, JY. Let's... okay, wait. So you've never had a bad breakup.
No, actually, no.
How about a funny misunderstanding? Like really awkward,
like
any relationship, like any random ass shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I guess with relationships, with the most serious boyfriend that I had of 2.5 years, it was really funny because I was in, well, we were in China and he was South African and I was a Korean girl amongst many other Chinese girls. And when I told him I'm Korean, he thought I was a Chinese girl lying. I'm Korean.
You're a fake. You're a knockoff Korean.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Anyways, and he told me he's German. Okay, so I was like, oh, okay, you're German. But then after we got together,
Yes, please do share.
No, after we got together and we had the most, you know, that night, you know, that night.
What night?
That night.
The night that stuff happens?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All the stuff.
So the first night that stuff happens.
Yes.
Yeah. The first special moment you share with the new boo.
Exactly. That romantic love.
How was it?
Filled night.
Was it awkward or was it like...
What are you talking about?
This the first night. Yeah, the stuff.
No, it wasn't awkward.
Okay, so it was good.
Yes, but he was my first, actually.
Whoa.
So it was kind of also painful.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But anyways, it was very romantic. It was very romantic regardless of the physical pain. But anyways, after that, I found him like smoking at 3 a.m. He wasn't sleeping. I was like, what's wrong? He looked super stressed. And he was like, babe, I gotta tell you something.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
okay, honestly, at that moment, what did you think he was gonna say?
Honestly, I had no idea. I just thought he had this hidden dark secret that he had to like tell me in order to date me or something. And I was like, oh, no, what is it going to be?
Like I have 3 kids.
Yeah, maybe something like that. But and then he was like, I'm not German.
I'm not from the Deutschland.
Exactly. I'm like,
I'm not
going to
encourage his accent, huh?
Yeah, so it turns out he's South African. He's like, I'm South African, but I just didn't want to deal with the whole conversation of, wait, if you're from Africa, why are you white? You know, that Mean Girls moment. So that's why he told me his other story, because he didn't know.
Oh, like so that was his go-to story in China?
Yeah,
because
he
was sick and tired of people like...
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. And he thought you were Chinese.
Yes. And he didn't think that we were going to end up together. So that's why he didn't bother.
He didn't think that stuff was going to happen.
Yes.
Well, I think all guys hope that stuff happens. He just didn't think it was going to be a long relationship.
Yes, exactly.
So what did you think as soon as he said it? Were you like, oh, thank God it's not something actually bad?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just laughed. Because I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
You should have been like,
actually,
I'm Chinese.
I am Chinese.
Oh, my God. I should have done that.
Yeah, and like never told him the truth.
But
I mean, she you speak Chinese.
Yeah. So Cantonese, he could have easily Mandarin.
Cool.
Not so much Cantonese.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I live.
What do you do? Chinese?
Do you do Chinese?
Yeah, do you do it? Do you do the China?
Do you do?
No, I don't. Like, I've lived there for 15 years, like Hong Kong, and I just know.
So you were
phrases.
One of those arrogant foreigners that ordered everything in English at the poor Chinese waitress.
No, shut up.
No, you have to know the essentials, you know, like when you're at a restaurant.
Do you want a plastic bag?
Yes. Fu yuan?
No. Well, fu yuan. Mai dan, like, give me the bill.
Excuse me.
Yeah, all that.
You know, all that.
And it's like, that's it. And
how about
you know
some,
what?
Like, Chinese pickup lines?
Definitely maybe. Not du lei lo mo. That's not a pickup line.
What is that?
Fuck your mom.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate.
What?
It's just a pretty general.
Lang Zai.
Oh, Lang Zai. That's a good one.
What's that?
It's like handsome boy.
Yeah. Lang Loi is handsome girl. Yeah. Oh, not handsome girl. You know what?
Girl.
Ignore me. Let's just.
Yes.
We're going to wrap it up. Right.
Okay. I have a funny story about this, though.
Uh-huh.
I was literally. I used to work in North Korea, and I worked in Pyongyang, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I went right to China, and then when I was in the hotel in China, the girl who was checking me in said, oh, like, where did you come from? Like, oh, like Pyongyang. But Pyongyang, it's similar to pretty girl in Chinese.
Oh,
like,
Pyongyang.
Yeah, Pyongyang. And then she's like, oh! Like,
oh,
all
my
flattered.
Gosh, yes,
she's like all flattered. I'm like,
oh my god. So the girl that was checking him in was actually checking him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, why don't we wrap it up? Because our Zani episodes...
Yeah, we're trying to keep it...
We're trying to keep it
snack
short
size.
And sweet. Bite-sized.
Bite-sized.
Yeah.
Okay. Halloween bite-sized. Fun size.
Okay.
Fun size.
Thanks again, JY. I'll see you back at home.
Johnny.
All right. Thanks, guys.